And we get an update from the Mental Health Seacoast Mental Health Center. Dennis Walker, someone who's on that front line and one of the great, great experts out there. Dennis, good morning.
Hey, Jack.
Good morning.
Good to be on again with you.
Well, I'm trying. This might sound oversimplified for you and your world, but out of sight, out of mind. You know, it's almost like this fentanyl addiction issue. Unless you have a loved one battling addiction or, you know, someone in your house. But mental health and anxiety, depression, I'm not the expert to define it, but I think more people than not suffer from some degree. Look at the divisiveness. The news is negative. You know, we have an energy price crisis now, inflation, not to mention coming out of the last few years and restrictions and all this stuff. People are, they're kind of, and I hear from the military community, Dennis, many of the veterans I work with in the special yep. operative community, they're telling me about brothers and teammates that are taking their lives from emotional scars, PTSD. Mental health is a real problem, but it's hard to talk about, so we somehow don't talk about it, and it gets stigmatized, and that's totally wrong.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I think you've always have an eloquent way of kind of describing this. And, you know, if you look at it, the statistics just blow you away. Any way you cut it, it is just, it's unbelievable. Like, for example, 1 in 5 Americans suffer from some type of mental illness, which essentially means that anybody listening to this broadcast now, if they all came down, we don't want them to do this, but if they all came down to your broadcast center and lined up and we counted them out, every fifth person would be struggling with some level of mental illness.
Yeah.
And, you know, this was even before COVID. And then COVID hits, and virtually all of us now have some level of condition, I think, that we're working on and trying to get through.
I agree, Dennis. What are you seeing through the Seacoast Mental Health Center? How do we? My challenge in the veteran community sometimes is letting veterans know, and I'm sorry to go on that offshoot, but maybe you can speak to this, to let them know that it's normal and okay. And they're not good at this. The veterans are not good at putting their hand up and saying, I need some help. But, you know, I mean, they need to understand it's also okay to understand because you're not part of the human race, even if you're a veteran. In fact, the military service can add complicating layers, and you may have a challenge in a relationship. You may be having a hard time adjusting to civilian life. It may be you miss or you feel guilty that you came back and some of your colleagues didn't. But how do we get regular people to say, you know what? If someone has a, put it this way, Dennis, if someone has a bad back, if they throw a disc out, L3 to L5 lower back, and they say to someone, you know, my back's out, my back's sore, I can't do this, people are like, oh, I totally get it. I can relate. But how often do you hear someone, a friend say, you know, I'm just really depressed. I'm just down. I just mentally don't feel right.
Right.
I'm down. I'm tired. I don't want to, you know, I don't know what it is. How do we get people to say, you know, it's okay to go get some help?
If you look at things even prior to COVID, and COVID just, I think, blew the top off everything, right? But just looking at suicide as an issue, most people don't know this, but more people have died by suicide than all the wars, natural disasters, and homicides that have ever been.
Well, sorry to interrupt. That's a powerful statement. I'm going to ask you to repeat that. Where's the CDC on public health talking about this? No offense. That's a big statement you just said.
Yeah, there are people talking about it, but you make such a wonderful point, which is the average everyday person isn't aware of that statistic I just read, and certainly don't talk about it. But one of the people have asked me, have there been any benefits of COVID? And I think one of the big benefit now is we can all understand in some respects what it feels like. Well, you know, we've had the masks on our face and we've been isolated. We haven't seen our families. We haven't been able to sleep. We've been worried about our kids. And so we now have everybody now has some level of understanding of what it feels like. And if it's not you, it's your neighbor. It's a friend. It's somebody that you know who's struggling. And I think in some ways we're all on this journey along a continuum of peace and conflict in our own minds, especially with COVID. I don't think anybody is immune to what that has done.
Well, Dennis, if people want to learn more about your center house, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, a variety of ways. Certainly Seacoast Mental Health. You can reach us if you go online, smhc-nh.org, certainly by calling 603-772-2710 or 603-431-6703.
Dennis, thanks for joining us and being so, as you would say, I'm going to throw it back at you, eloquent and candid on this. It's an important issue. We have to keep the dialogue going. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Take care.